Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us now on the line is Gordon Chang, Daily Beast columnist, foreign policy analyst, author of The Coming Collapse of China. As the president makes a trip to Asia, he's in Vietnam. He's going to go eventually to Japan and Hiroshima. All kinds of stuff happening on this trip that is interesting and controversial. Good morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
All right. So the president goes to Vietnam, lifts an arms embargo, and this is aimed at sort of trying to counter China's influence in that particular part of the world. He also issues some statements that are very critical of China and their claim that because they've made some islands out in the South China Sea, that they can extend their claim of sovereignty over a large portion of the South China Sea. There's a lot of going on here, and although he's not visiting China, a lot of this trip is aimed at sending a message to China.
Well, it certainly is, because the lifting of the arms embargo at this particular time is noteworthy, and Beijing has complained bitterly about it, saying the United States shouldn't harm China's interests or start a fire in the region. But the president did the right thing, because we are involved in the struggle of a generation, and we need all the friends we can get, and Vietnam wants to be a friend of the United States. So this is a partnership that can actually help preserve peace and stability in the region.
So this was a good move in your mind, but it irritates the Chinese.
Well, yeah, it irritates the Chinese, but, you know, they are acting extremely aggressively. And in one case, in 2012, they actually seized an island from the Philippines, which is an act of aggression. And, you know, the United States needs to react, because otherwise countries in the region are going to develop their own solutions. And those solutions could drag the region into war. So the United States, which is the only guarantor of peace and stability in the South China and East China Seas, needs to act. And working with Vietnam is a very important step.
But haven't China and Vietnam been longtime allies? Where is the aggression coming from here, and why aren't they getting along anymore?
Well, they are nominally allies, but for 600 or 700 years, they've been also adversaries. And China's aggressive moves in the South China Sea have not only been directed against American ally, the Philippines, but also against Vietnam. China has placed an oil rig in Vietnamese waters a couple years ago. It repeated that about a year ago. And there have been repeated clashes between Chinese and Philippine and Vietnamese vessels. Remember that these two countries, the last war China fought, the last war Vietnam fought, the last war China fought, was with Vietnam, and then the Vietnamese actually humbled the Chinese. This was 1979. You've got to remember that it was China's first string army that was beaten by Vietnam's third string.
Mm. But isn't it jarring for the American people to see the president shaking hands and making a deal over arms and military support with a bust of Ho Chi Minh looking over them? It's just a little jarring, isn't it?
It is extremely jarring, but then again, you got to remember that Vietnam veterans John Kerry, John McCain, and Bob Kerry have supported this reconciliation. That's important. They've given cover to the president, and this has been, I think, a bipartisan initiative. So in many ways, this is jarring emotionally, psychologically, but it is necessary.
All right, so this claim by the Chinese about the islands and the South China Sea, and the fact that the president actually called them out on that while he was in Vietnam, is that important?
Yes, because too often, and this is a bipartisan failure, too often American presidents have not been willing to call out the Chinese in public. Now, President Obama did soften it by saying that the lifting of the arms embargo was not directed against any third country, but nobody really believes that. And so at this point, the president is making some rhetorical advances, but is not going far enough, because the Chinese sort of test our will. You know, they realize that they're not as strong as the United States, but they don't think that that matters. They think what matters is will, and therefore they are willing to do some things that are not only provocative but belligerent, because they believe the United States, lacking will not respond.
Well, that belligerence has been troubling, because, I mean, their jets have now been aggressively intercepting our jets and our aircraft. We tried to sail some ships through areas that they say are now their territorial waters. We reject that claim, but they're apoplectic about it.
Well, they certainly are. You know, if the United States has had any consistent foreign policy over the course of two centuries, it has been the defense of the global commons. And that's what we're doing with these freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, because China's view is that international water actually is China's, and they claim somewhere between 85 to 90% of it. That's a problem, because if they are able to do that, other countries around the world will then try to close off other parts of the water and airspace. And, you know, that is the backbone of the infrastructure that has created peace and prosperity for the world since the end of the Second World War. It has been our defense of freedom of navigation that has kept the peace and has permitted prosperity, not only for Americans, but for others as well.
Our guest is Gordon Chang of The Daily Beast. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, Gordon G. Chang. And, Gordon, the president's trip will take him to Japan and, as has been discussed quite a bit, a visit to Hiroshima. And I'm reading from Japan Today. There is a group representing Japanese survivors of the atomic bombings at Hiroshima and Nagasaki who want President Obama to hear their stories and apologize. The president said he will visit, but he's not going to apologize. But by visiting, is he not opening up this potential diplomatic problem that, you know, if you're going to come, why not apologize? And maybe he shouldn't come at all. What do you say?
That's extremely complex. I think that the president should go to Hiroshima, but he should not apologize, because the atomic bombings did save lives, probably millions of lives, not only Americans, but Japanese as well. You know, the president doesn't need to apologize. All he needs to go is to go there and actually talk about the world going forward, which is what he plans to do. I think that that's actually the right thing. Most Japanese people will think that is a friendly gesture. And right now, the United States and Japan are close allies. The Japanese are the targets of the Chinese in the East China Sea. And the Chinese are trying to take islands away from the Japanese. This is another sore point, a trouble point in Asia. And the United States needs to stand with its Japanese allies. The president's trip, I think, is absolutely the right thing, and it sets the right tone.
Finally, real fast, Gordon Chang, I get a sense from listening to you, and you're a great guest on our colleague John Batchelor's show on a regular basis, as well as our shows, and we appreciate that here on WMAL. I get the sense that anything that upsets and angers the hierarchy in China's corrupt economic system is generally a good thing in your mind. So what do you make of Donald Trump coming out so full bore against our trade policies with China right now and basically saying China's cheating, and when he's president, he's going to call them out? What's the reaction over there?
Well, the Chinese don't like Trump. They also don't like Secretary Clinton. You know, we shouldn't go out to anger the Chinese, but what we need to do is defend our values. Mm-hmm. And of course, that naturally upsets the Chinese, and there's just no way around it.
All right. Listen, Gordon Chang, thank you so much for helping us understand this very complicated trip. It has so many controversial elements to it. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.